This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs chief ministers of all seven provinces to speed up implementation of federalism. Koshi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Bahadur Karki fails to secure a vote of confidence and dozens killed and over 30 injured in Kenya road crash. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed chief ministers of all seven provinces to expedite the implementation of federalism in a manageable way. The head of the government made the direction while inaugurating the meeting of chief ministers of all seven provinces in Pokhara yesterday. He said the federal governance system that was brought with struggles of people ending around 250 years of unitary system is facing implementation challenges. Likewise, the Prime Minister informed that 80 acts relating to the implementation of federalism and 165 laws have been amended, and some other important acts were in the phase of promulgation. The meeting was attended by chief ministers of six provinces. However, the chief minister of Koshi province missed the event. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to take special initiatives to operate international flights through the Pokhara International Airport. During his meeting with a delegation from the Pokhara Chamber of Commerce and Industry yesterday, the Prime Minister said he would visit China soon and both sides would observe a breakthrough in regard to the operation of Pokhara Airport. Prime Minister Dahal also added that he had already talked to India over the operation of international services from the airport. Chief Minister of Koshi Province Hikmat Bahadur Karki has failed to secure a vote of confidence. In yesterday's Province Assembly meeting, Chief Minister Karki's proposal on a vote of confidence received 46 votes while 43 votes were cast against the proposal. As per the constitutional provision, a minimum of 47 votes is required to win the vote of confidence in the Provincial Assembly. A total of 89 out of 93 Province Assembly members were present in yesterday's meeting. The government has decided to announce seven various places across the nation as industrial villages. Unveiling the cabinet meeting held on the 27th of June, government spokesperson and communication minister Rekha Sharma said the decision was made to announce Raskot Municipality 6 and Narhari North Rural Municipality 2 of Kaligo District as industrial villages. Similarly, the meeting also decided to announce Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 4 Baki, Ramba Rural Municipality 3 of Palpa, Sitganga Rural Municipality 13 of Argakhachi, Jagannathpur Rural Municipality 5 of Persa and Mahagarimai Municipality 5 of Bara as industrial villages. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also decided to permit a delegation led by the Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Meen Bahadur Shrestha, to participate in the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development of the UN Economic and Social Council. The Supreme Court yesterday issued an order to show cause in regard with a writ of habeas corpus registered by three arrestees over the Lalita Nivas land procurement scam. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Podel, the Apex Court conducted a hearing on the writ yesterday and issued the show cause order. Former Election Commissioner Sudhir Kumar Shah, Phat Pateni Supermarket franchise proprietor Meen Bahadur Gurung and Inland Revenue Office former employee Dharma Prasad Gautam registered a writ of habeas corpus on Thursday at the Supreme Court. They were arrested on the 27th of June along with another alleged in the land-grabbing scam, Gopal Karki. The interim order by the Supreme Court asks the authorities to investigate the matter, keeping them out of custody. The arrested are charged with forgery in bringing the public property of the Lalita Nivas in Balwata under the ownerships of individuals. UN Undersecretary General for Department of Peace Operation Jean-Pierre Lacroix paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs and Peace South yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs tweeted that in the meeting held at the ministry, they discussed Nepal-UN partnership, including Nepal's contribution to UN peacekeeping operations. House Speaker Devraj Khemiri asserted that the federal parliament would play an effective role in reducing the arrears surfaced at present. Addressing the 65th anniversary of the Office of the Auditor General in Kathmandu yesterday, Speaker Khemiri assured that the federal parliament would actively work towards addressing the problems related to arrears as pointed out by the Office of the Auditor General. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Gajasrestha and General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, Sichuan University Committee, Gan Lin, held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting held at Sichuan University in Chengdu, they discussed the various issues of Nepal-China relations. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Dr. Bedu Ram Phusal has underscored promoting paddy production to boost the economy. Addressing the 20th National Paddy Day and Planting Festival 2080 organized at the National Agricultural Research Council at Kumatar yesterday, Minister Bhusal said there was a policy of utilizing the uncultivated land this year. He added that efforts have to be geared from all sides to take the technology developed and the seeds to the farmers for achieving the desired output. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Radio Nepal, aba mobile app ma pani.
Radio Nepal bata prasaran bhayeka sabai karyakram, samachar, git sangeet, natak, bibhinna samay ma bishishta byaktitwa harule dinu bhayeko sandesh lagayat aitihasik shrabya samagri Radio Nepal mobile app download gari tapaiko suvidha anusar Android ra Apple jun sukai mobile ma pani sunna saknu huncha.
Radio Nepal.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. At least 48 people have been killed when a truck apparently lost control and rammed into other vehicles and pedestrians at a busy junction in western Kenya. According to Al Jazeera, local police commander Jeffrey Meek said this after the accident on the highway between the towns of Kericho and Nakuru on Friday night. He said 30 people have been seriously injured and rushed to various hospitals. Regional police commander Tom Odera confirmed the death toll stood at 48. Heavy rains are hindering rescue operations, local media reports say. 45,000 police officers have been deployed in France on Friday evening, the Interior Minister says. According to BBC, Gerald Darmanin said 471 people had been arrested so far in a fourth night of rioting, but that there had been a downturn in violence. He has repeated government calls for parents to keep their children out of the riots, with reports of some as young as 13 taking part. The government also requested the shutdown of overnight bus and tram services, and said armoured vehicles would be used to aid law enforcement. French football star Mbappe says violence solves nothing and calls for it to be replaced by mourning, dialogue and reconstruction. The disturbances began on Tuesday after police shot dead a 17-year-old boy of Algerian origin named as Nahel M. The officer who shot Nahel has apologized to the family, but the teen's death has revived grievances about policing and racial profiling in France suburbs. Crisis Aid Pakistan has reached a staff-level agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, over $3 billion of funding. The deal, which still needs to be approved by the Global Lenders Board, comes after an 8-month delay. According to the BBC, Pakistan's central bank raised its main interest rate to a record high of 22% on Monday to help secure the deal. Nathan Potter, IMF's mission chief for Pakistan, said the economy has faced several external shocks. The IMF's executive board is expected to consider the agreement in the coming weeks. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudur Pashchim province and at some places of rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs chief ministers of all provinces to speed up implementation of federalism. Koshi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Bahadur Karki fails to secure vote of confidence and dozens killed and over 30 injured in Kenya road crash. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.